prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. We'll be right back.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking a little bit about the possibility. What do you think of this idea, Frank? And all the listeners, what do you think of this idea? That we have health inspections for hospitals, kind of like what restaurants get. You know, the health inspection, health department comes in, inspects, gives them a rating, have to display it in for public view. So people come in, you know, they know, you know, hey, this is an A restaurant, or, you know, or isn't, right? So what do you say we have that done with hospitals? Wouldn't that be fab? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about, we can talk about, you know, how not to be depressed, how to skip that, and what we could use instead of drugs. Or we can talk about how to navigate this allergy season, which seems to be very heavy with the pollen. So we got lots to talk about. And a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, lifting this nation up in prayer. And today's devotional puts us in 1 Thessalonians 2. Which says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when we received the word of God, which you heard of us, we received it not as the word of men, but as in truth the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. Right? You know, lovers of the truth, big difference in those that are not. Right? Lovers of the truth, that's what you need to be. Have your name written in the book of life and the book of remembrance. Oh, yeah. Got to be there, too. And mind the time. It grows short because that is the way. Seek the Lord. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, how about Texas? Little round of applause for Texas. Legislators there in the Lone Star State have put forth multiple vaccine measures. This is Senate Bill 2350. They are going to mandate the need for legitimize vaccine safety studies. So the legislators are also pushing to ensure that no patient is forced to vaccinate their child in the state of Texas. Right. So Senator Bob Hall introduced the bill, which would mandate the necessity to legitimize safety studies before the vaccine can be administered in their state. Also, the bill would also toughen up the vaccine safety requirements on how the studies are performed. So the new regulations that are proposed would mandate sufficient time for the vaccine side effects to kick in and be observed post-vaccination in the safety studies. So
all that vaccines, they're going to have to evaluate their ability also if it's going to cause cancer, fertility issues, neurological changes, and other unintended consequences. Got to pray for this to go through. Also in the state of Texas, Representative Bill Zedler, he introduced House Bill 4274, in which will require healthcare providers to obtain informed consent before they can administer a vaccine. So the informed consent bill provides, and they must provide patients and or their caregivers with information on the risks and benefits of the vaccination and a list of the ingredients in every vaccine that's administered, information on the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, and what recourse patients would have in the event of a vaccine injury all have to be disclosed. Now, the legislation would also make it easier for Texas residents to obtain a vaccine exemption form, which currently citizens have to beg the health department for. But if this bill passes, it would be available to them online. Awesome. Moving along in the quacker, employee privacy in the United States is being shook up. Yep, there's this emergence of sensor and technologies in the business track world that would listen to or even watch or track employees when they're on company time, and it's raising some concerns. Privacy advocates fear that this new technology would wield, if it's not used wisely, workers would be at the risk of losing any sense of privacy while they're at work. So corporate interest in surveillance of their employees seems to be on the rise. 22% of the organizations worldwide are using various industry technology for employee movement data, as well as 17% are monitoring computer work usage, as well as 16% on the Microsoft Outlook calendar usage data. So employers are saying, well, this is going to help boost productivity, but employees are kind of cringing at the invasion of privacy. Now, this year, get this, Frank, Amazon received a patent for the ultrasonic bracelet. Show them your bracelet, Frank. And that is to detect warehouse workers' location, monitor their interaction with the inventory, using ultrasonic sound pulses. The system can track when and where workers put in or remove items from bins, and it will be implemented in the future. You don't get a patent and then not use something. See, so they're gonna say it's gonna cut down on employee theft. You watch. What did you say, Frank? I think that most people think that it's already happening. The only privacy an employee is due at work is the bathroom. Oh. I thought they covered the bathroom, too, but okay. Last but not least in the crack report, the Congo showing up, apparently, in immigrants in the United States. Public health officials in Laredo, Texas, sent 20 Congo migrants from the Congo. They're monitoring them for Ebola disease in the shelters right now. World Health Organization considered declaring a global emergency in response to the outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But as of April 10th, there have been about 120 reported cases in the Congo with Ebola and about 764 deaths. But the World Health Organization decided the outbreak does not yet constitute a public health emergency threat of international concern. Hey, you worry about Ebola, you better get some herbs that have hemorrhagic fever inhibitors in them, like gentian root. You know where to get that, thepowerherbs.com. Got to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Down the cobblestones, looking for fun, feeling groovy.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And we're going to be talking about some of the, I know Frank's telling me I didn't close out my quack report. Yeah, we ran out of time. Sorry about that. We're going to be talking about the possibility of maybe having health inspections for your local hospitals, you know, because, you know, the other week we did talk about the silent pandemic of the deadly fungus called Candida auris, and the problem is global. And in the UK, they are also stating that patients are getting the disease in less than clean hospital settings. So we also pointed out the hospitals are kind of slack in their use of disease prevention protocols, adequate disinfectants, and the use of dirty equipment. Now, in 2018, there was this report by the European Society of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Disease. They stated that the outbreaks for the fungus in the UK in the ICU was due to staff reusing equipment, thermometers, without cleaning them. So at some point, legislative law should really be put into place to require hospitals to get a sanitary inspection and a rating from the health department similar to what restaurants get. So it is a serious thing. It is when 86% of your ICU patients after arrival become infected with a drug-resistant fungus, which is totally preventable. So let's take a look at how hospitals and health professionals are doing with this terrible problem and what they may be overlooking. Okay, here's a quote from David Eyer. He's an MD at NOAA Field Department of Medicine, University of Oxford, UK. He says, researchers were able to culture samples from the medical equipment and see it on the surface with a temperature probe using a scanning electron microscope. So they were detecting the fungus pretty much like our hospitals were everywhere you look on surfaces. Well, and then they're saying, you know, in some of these reports, our hospital staff just missed an opportunity to do better with hygiene. I say missed opportunity, or is it negligence? Seriously. Well, what we see in the hospital reports is that staff are kind of baffled by the fungus outbreak because they are saying the equipment has been sanitized. Now, obviously, the cleaning products used are not effective in cleaning, and maybe the cleaning protocols weren't strictly followed. But in this April 15, 2019 report, the European Society of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Disease collected data from hospital ICUs in America. I think 18 of them, actually. So they stated that hospital staff frequently did not wash their hands while they were caring for numerous patients. Well, that's kind of a basic, you know,
nurses 101 thing, isn't it? Frank, I mean, didn't your mama tell you to wash your hands before you sat down to eat, before you, you know, went to a meeting and you're going to shake hands and after you use the bathroom? It's kind of a ingrained thing, hygiene like that, right? Well, there is a rampant problem, according to the report, in the hospitals across the United States following the infection control rules. They don't want to follow them. They're not following them. And they're having cleansing products that really don't do the job correctly. So without some independent inspection and rating system, patients have no idea if the hospital they enter is an infection hub or not. Now, when I worked in a hospital, I worked in intensive care ICU in the 1980s, and if we had more nursing staff and fewer patients, well, the nurses would be sent to a different floor if someone else needed help down there. So they would report to other units like heart ICU, respiratory ICU, emergency room, or even labor and delivery. Now imagine that happening today with one ICU with fungus infection and how easily that would be transferred to other areas, right? Here is a quote from the European Society of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Disease, their April 15, 2019 report. They said, "We worry the basic hand hygiene compliance was discarded when moving from a dirty to a clean patient, but was used when going from a clean to a dirtier patient. So this increases risk of infection." Don't you think that makes no sense? You know, if you were dealing with, you know, a person that was just covered in whatever, blood or, you know, body fluids or, sewer sludge, whatever it is, that's a dirty patient. And so they're saying the nurses didn't wash their hands after working on that patient to go to a clean patient. But when they had a clean patient, they did wash their hands before they went to a dirty patient. Makes no sense. They also went on to say noncompliance undermines concerted efforts to tackle and prevent these infections. And it is a hard to believe that hand sanitation noncompliance is still one of the most common complications within hospital care. I know, right? So they go on to say it is such a problem that it affects, get this, 30% of patients who are admitted to the hospital and enter the ICU. 30%. So these infections are, they say, are associated with substantial ill health, death, and healthcare costs. Oh, yeah, your bill's going way up if you get one of these infections. And they gave it to you, you know? Well, let's look at some critical stats for a second. Real important to keep a handle on the stats. The average person not working in a healthcare facility may not think, they may think, well, a little hand washing isn't such a big deal. It isn't associated with risk of infections as reported. However, it is a major contributor. The infections can survive on surfaces for days, offering an opportunity to attach to equipment or to a wound when patients are treated. So hand hygiene is really critical to preventing care-associated infections. So here are some of the statistics from the report that kind of brings this all into focus. They said 100,000 patients per year in the United States became infected, costing $33 billion in medical fees. Cha-ching. 1 in 25 patients become infected during hospital care, according to the CDC, which is 722,000 infections a year with 75,000 deaths. Wow. They said good hand hygiene is one of the most effective ways of stopping the spread of infections. Well, yeah, basic 101 stuff. Well, let's look at the sequence of care, because according to their report, they said sanitation hygiene care protocols are needed, and they're needing an overhaul, and staff needs to be reeducated. There have been, they say, few studies on the sequence of patient care to determine how to improve on the steps staff need to take prior to handling patients. So they're trying to break it down to see where the problem is. And when they're evaluating which staff members are most likely to inadequately perform patient care tasks and the order in which they do them to determine how that impacts the hand hygiene compliance, that's what they were shooting for. And after they got all their data and they analyzed it. This is what they determined. Staff touched patient's skin after handling patient body fluids with no hand hygiene steps in between. They say generally hand hygiene was poor in 18 hospital centers across the United States. They said they recorded 10,000 transactions of staff not complying with hand hygiene when moving from a dirty patient to a clean patient, and this accounted for two-thirds of the patient care. Two-thirds. They also went on to say when they moved from clean patients to dirty patients, the hand hygiene noncompliance happened one-third of the time, or 5,303 instances. So when they were comparing the care staff, they said physicians were the worst offenders. 50% more likely, physicians are 50% more likely to contaminate a patient when moving from patient to patient, especially dirty patients to clean ones. So additional staff that can cause an infection transmission were also the radiology technicians and the respiratory therapists. So, which, you know, were twice as likely to contaminate patients. Well, a major contributor to noncompliance to hand hygiene is when staff are wearing gloves and they don't change gloves moving from patient to patient. They just keep the same ones on. That's not smart. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to get them on and off, really, some of those gloves. You know, they're tight. Overall, the hospital staff used proper hand hygiene only 50% of the time when moving between their patients, and 43% of the time when they were moving from clean to dirty patients. So real big problem for them. So healthcare workers increase the risk of infecting their patients due to how they perform tasks, and they're not paying attention to their hand hygiene. See, so basic. And how much money are you paying these people an hour when you're in there? You think you could get a little hand washing going on. Well, let's look at the environment, because anyone familiar with a hospital environment and how it operates knows that it's a combination of things that are contributing to an increase in risk of infections. So it is the training of the staff. It is the availability of the correct cleaning protocols. It is the protective gear. It is the efficiency of the cleaning equipment, and also the sleep deprivation. Let's not leave that out. That's right. Because I've seen lack of sleep, delay care, present malpractice opportunities, and also spread infection. Nursing staff, I witnessed this all the time. Nursing staff that pulled 4 days of consecutive 12-hour shifts. These nurses were so sleep deprived, they had trouble paging their attending physician. Okay, so, and it is easy to make serious mistakes or skip hand hygiene when you're sleep deprived. Ooh, gotta take a break. Be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We're talking about maybe asking hospitals to have a health department inspection rating posted right there on the doors that open when you walk in. What do you think? I like the idea, Frank. You think it'll help work? Do you think we can get it there? I don't know. Well, before we wrap up this topic, I couldn't finish without talking about the stethoscope. That's right. You know, one major piece of medical equipment you see hanging around the necks of nurses and physicians is the stethoscope. And this piece of equipment is often placed directly on patient's skin, and then it's overlooked when it comes to cleaning equipment between patient use. And I can say I've never seen a nurse or a physician clean their stethoscope in all the years that I worked in medicine. Here's a quote from Jennifer Croy, our registered nurse, infection control today. She said this, "One thing I constantly observe is that in our pace to treat patients and quickly attend to their needs, we rarely have time to stop and clean our stethoscopes with alcohol in between patients. It is a reality and perhaps the best kept secret in our profession." No, the best kept secret in your profession, Jennifer, is that vaccines don't work. But moving along, in 2005, there was a report from Bottom Line Health, and they tested 150 physician stethoscopes and found 133 infectious bacterias, including staph, on them. So it was stated that cleaning stethoscopes with a alcohol swab was not being done. So an article in Consumer Reports in 2007 also stated that the stethoscope is a threat to patients if they do not ask their physician to wash his or her hands and then clean their stethoscope before they examine them. Wow. Here is a quote from Consumer Reports. They said this, "The stethoscope has been overlooked because it is seen as a universal instrument. Therefore, patients and healthcare workers don't think about it as a major transmitter of blood-borne pathogens or as a vector of infection." Well, where do you suppose the stethoscope has been, you know, before the doctor walked in? Well, the average patient really doesn't think about it. You know, they see the TV, medical shows, and it's often used to listen to a patient's heart or, you know, to see if there's congestion in the lungs. Well, there are a few other body locations a stethoscope may be found, near a surgical wound, or next to a colostomy bag that is seeping with fluids to listen to bowel sounds, or on top of skin rashes. Yuck. Now, one busy physician admitted that he had not cleaned his stethoscope in 20 years. Oh, my goodness. And it's easy for healthcare professionals to overlook the stethoscope and where it's been, because health professionals wear the stethoscope to the bathroom, to the cafeteria, and they can sneeze and cough all over it. Now, sometimes it gets tucked into a white coat pocket in which these coats are not washed as often as your underwear. And women sometimes toss them into the purse with the hairbrush and the half-eaten candy bar. And it's also not just the metal disc on the end of the stethoscope that is harboring pathogens. It's the end that sticks into the ear, as well as the black tubing that has contact around the healthcare professional's neck. So in a pediatric environment, children often play with the stethoscope. And superbugs like MRSA and E. coli are often found on them, as well as pneumonia bacteria. So Healthline also reported that other items of clothing can also be a problem in spreading infections, such as the doctor's tie, his white coat we mentioned, and also his sleeves. Now, neckties, they don't get cleaned as often as the white coat does. When was the last time doctors had their ties cleaned? You know? Ties don't get cleaned that often. So the other area of the hospital that also harbors infectious material is the floor, which is really not cleaned as often as the average kitchen floor. You think that hospital floor is getting cleaned every day, every week? Well, let's look at the comparison. So we're concerned about foodborne contamination and looking for, you know, that health department rating before, you know, we take a seat and order from the menu. We should also take as much concern if our local hospital is clean and not harboring disease when treated there. So we already learned that healthcare officials and the CDC are not going to volunteer information on pathogen outbreaks involving hospitals, as it could scare patients away. So where does that leave the patient if they have, you know, a 30% risk in entering an infected facility? Well, I would avoid hospitals like the plague, with the exception of a critical situation. So if for everything else, we had better really step it up and learn how to reduce our likelihood of becoming ill. That's right. So where would you start? Well, I have found that, you know, when you cleanse the system of the built-up toxins that can weaken your metabolism and invite illness, that's very beneficial. You know, get rid of that risk. Also, you know, once you get a clean diet going, don't recongest the system. You know, get that clean diet after you cleansed. Immune system health is also one of our defense centers, and there are a lot of medicinal herbs that can actually strengthen that. So the cleanse and nourish approach is kind of elementary. It's an elementary way to help you avoid internal medicine disorders, which, you know, often require drugs and surgery within modern healthcare. So everyone has the power to improve their health with a few lifestyle changes and knowing which natural therapies to use. So if you want to learn more, call Apothecary Herbs. They have their organic professional strength herb cleanses, their immune system and metabolic strengthening formulas. They have a toll-free number in the United States and Canada. It is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So type in T-H-E and then powerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And by the way, take advantage of their April sale. You'll save 20% off on orders of $50 or more. But hurry, that sale ends on the 21st, Resurrection Sunday. So do take advantage of that. So, yeah. All right, Frank, I'm going to let you pick the topic. Do you want to talk about how to avoid being depressed and all the antidepressants, or do you want to talk about allergy seasons? What do you want to talk about? Ooh, Frank gets to pick what power he has tonight. Ooh, he wants to talk about allergies. Okay. Very good. We'll talk about that. Allergy season officially did start in March. That's usually what happens in the southeast and southern parts of the United States. Usually around mid-March is when the pollen starts here. And yes, it did. We had yellow everywhere. Pollen can be a problem for a majority of allergy sufferers, and so much so that they, you know, now monitor pollen reports from the National Allergy Bureau. Or they can go to pollen.com and they can download a phone app there. So hay fever is also going to be right in the mix along with allergic rhinitis. So more people these days seem to be sensitive to our environment, the foods, bugs, drugs, and pests, everything. So this can negatively affect your daily function. About half of the population of the U.S. suffers from allergies. And we spend $18 billion on allergy treatments every year. Now, allergies are more costly than cancer. Can you believe that, Frank? Wow. And it's more costly than diabetes and heart disease and stroke and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's all put together. You get in the big picture. There's a lot of allergy out there. So we're going to take a look at what we can do to minimize or even overcome our allergy season. And let's look at a few statistics real quick. According to the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, millions of Americans encounter allergy outbreaks. About 8% of adults have the hay fever. 7% to 10% of kids have hay fever. And as high as 30% of adults have the seasonal rhinitis. I mean, they get a sinus infection and can go into bronchitis. And about 10 to 20% of allergic people are allergic to the medications that are for allergies. So that doesn't help them at all, you know, so they can't even take the over-the-counter stuff. About 10% of kids have respiratory allergies like asthma and things. And why do we have more than 50 million people in the United States willing to risk their health to these over-the-counter and prescription drugs for allergies? So in a majority of the cases, it's because they're unaware of the steps they may be able to take to reduce their sensitivity to the allergies in the first place. Well, let's look at some of the causes for allergies. So what can prompt allergies to occur? Well, some scientific studies are suggesting that it is a large protein molecule that's placed directly into the blood as an kind of like an artificial infection, which causes the problem. And we normally don't take these proteins into the blood directly, and they would be broken down in the digestive process if we did. And an example of placing these large protein molecules into the blood is, they call it leaky gut syndrome, and they also associate it with vaccination. So when this occurs, a burden is placed on the lymphatic system that is supposed to filter out these proteins from your blood, which can make the gland system a bit sick. And when the lymph glands are clogged with polluted proteins from whatever the vaccines or whatever you're getting it from, they can't support your regular immune system function that would make the white blood cells, the antibodies, the macrophages, the killer T cells. So this allows a lot of allergic reactions to run rampant and compromise the immune system function. So that's scientific research at its best there. Another function of the lymphatic system is also can be severely hindered if we carry, and it is, if it won't carry nutrients and it won't carry fat to our tissues. So that's another function the lymphatic system offers us. So our cells need quality fats from unprocessed foods in the body. If it isn't able to carry out that function as it should, we can have backlash, which would be allergic attacks. We got to take a break in a minute. I got a few minutes. So physician Lean Horowitz also describes vaccinations this way. Most parents who feed their children properly would not let them eat a food which contained any of the many ingredients in an immunization, which is true. Think about it for a minute. Oh, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Two million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them.
If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Here we are on Herb Talk. We're empowering you with some health information. You're not going to get anywhere else. That's right. We're talking about how we can navigate the allergy season. And we haven't gotten to the good stuff yet. But, right before the break, we were talking about, what could be in these vaccines that, you wouldn't put those ingredients on a plate and serve it to your kids. Well, according to Dr. Ted Koren, he says some of the ingredients in your childhood vaccines are actually a thimerosal, which is your mercury, used supposedly to disinfect and preserve the serum. Then you have aluminum, which is an additive they say to promote the proper antibody response, like your immune system doesn't know how to do that. And also formaldehyde, which is another disinfectant, ethylene glycol, which is basically antifreeze, and then phenol, which is a disinfectant and a dye. Then you have the benzothionine chloride, which is another antiseptic. And then you have the methylparaben, which is an antifungal agent. Now, let me ask you this, Frank. We have antifungal agents in vaccines, see? So why do we have a fungal pandemic going on? Think about that. Just think about that for a minute. So what about your antihistamines now? You're going to the store. Oh, Frank, you have something to say? What? Frank is contemplating my last statement. Frank is absolutely correct. Antifungal agents in your vaccines are creating a drug-resistant fungus. Absolutely, Frank. Very good for you. All right, so what antihistamines do? Because, what do most people do? Oh, I can't breathe. My head's stuffy. I can't think straight. I got to go to work, so I'm going to the local drugstore on the corner, because there's one on every corner now, and I'm going to get antihistamines, all right? So many people are going to take the antihistamines for their allergy symptoms. So what do antihistamines really do? Well, everyone has histamine receptors called H1 receptors all over your body, okay? They are on the smooth muscle cells, which line your intestine. They're on cells that line cavities in your heart. They're on your lymphatic vessels. They are in your central nervous system, on your spinal cord and your brain. And they're also inside your blood vessels. So histamine, kind of important and necessary for total body function, see? So the body releases histamine, which can bring inflammation. Initially, this increases circulation, and it can bring on that allergic reaction response. Histamine is a local immune system's response. It's white blood cells. It's going to regulate your physiological functions of your thyroid gland, your digestive tract, as well as your neurotransmitters in your brain. So a lot of times when you take these medicines, you get sleepy, Well, no more neurotransmitters in your brain. What did you expect? Medical doctors may recommend antihistamines for women when they have colds, eczema, food allergies, sinus infections, hay fever, hives, or even poisonous rashes like poison oak, ivy, and sumac. Therefore, if you use antihistamines, you can actually experience a physiological alteration in your body. So antihistamines are in many products, including antipsychotic drugs. So if you use prescribed antipsychotic drugs, and then you use prescribed antihistamines or any number of over-the-counter medication with antihistamines in it,
you may be getting more antihistamines than you need, which could be putting your cardiovascular system, your central nervous system, your gland system, and your digestive system at some serious risk. Now, many allergy sufferers will use the Claritin products. However, this product really does not guarantee patients won't gain weight while on Claritin, and it stresses that it's not for pregnant or nursing mothers or for those that suffer from kidney or liver disease. See, that's a big red flag for me. When you know, if you got a weak kidney and weak liver, you definitely don't want products that stress those organs. So these products will stress even healthy organs. Okay. So research your Claritins, read the side effects before you use any of these allergy products, and you'll discover your side effects are going to be things like rash, swelling, itching, nervousness, rapid heartbeat, weakness, stomach pain, dizziness, diarrhea, and respiratory distress. So, of course, because you don't have your histamines anymore. Took them away. Temporarily, but took them away. So many people say, you know, why me? Why am I the one suffering from allergies when other people don't seem to be affected? Well, research is suggesting that some people have difficulty with certain proteins and the immune system targets them as dangerous pathogens. So when the immune system responds with immunoglobulin E to fight the identified allergen, a slew of chemical reactions do occur. So histamine can unleash a flood of body fluids to help deal with the congestion and other pulmonary symptoms. So according to this research, people eating hot, spicy foods can help the body deal with this response. Just, you know, an exodus of fluids, just get it over with. The hotter the spice, the better, because it helps the body clear away pathogens trapped within mucus sent by the immune system. So mucus has encapsulated those pathogens so it doesn't spread, but you got to get rid of the mucus. So you can check with your, check inside your refrigerator. Do you have any hot peppers, ginger root, horseradish, onion, garlic? That may be able to provide you enough of the natural ability for your body to, you know, get over that, bust that mucus up, and you get over it without having to do any antihistamine type of drug. There's some other strategies, because there are many strategies a person can use to reduce or clear away allergic responses during the allergy season. I've often said that if you avoid foods that tend to create or promote, you know, mucus response in the body, and again, usually those foods also have those large proteins, the body will, you'll be able to prevent a lot of this congestion and allergy response. So according to doctors Christine Garbstadt and David Leopold, they agree there are lots of foods that you'll want to avoid. For example, instead of creamy soups, go for soups that have clear broths and no cream or dairy in them, no dairy product. Instead of sour cream dips, go for hummus dips and when you're at a party. And I do not personally agree with that allergy sufferers should really consume even yogurt or for the probiotic effect, because the dairy product is going to promote a lot of mucus and congestion. I just avoid cow's milk altogether, and that includes cheese, ice cream, yogurts, and even milk, of course. And even hidden milk, so you got to read your labels, because you can pick up sorbet and say, well, I won't have ice cream, but I'll have sorbet. But read your list, because there may be milk in there. So Dr. Garstadt and Leopold recommend a diet with more omega-3 fatty acids and lots of antioxidants to reduce the likelihood of all that inflammation. And there are lots of herbs that I like to use, too, to help out with anti-inflammatory action. And we'll get to that in a second. But I have found over the years that people tend to be allergic to their diet. And it's just hyper-agitating the allergy when the pollen rolls out. So if you get rid of the food that's making you allergic in the first place, your immune system will function so much better and won't be hypersensitive when the pollen starts coming out in the spring, or when the wet leaves hit the ground and there's more mold. Because a lot of people get, allergy sinus infections and stuff in the spring and the fall. So I have found that if you get rid of that food, keep a food journal, but 10 times out of 100, it's usually going to be milk, milk is usually the culprit. People are sensitive because it's a large protein in milk, and it's, you know, the body has problems with it. So, you know, go to something else. You know, there's lots of milk alternatives out there, but do watch the cheese. People forget about cheese. They put it on their sandwich. They have it on their pizza. They have it on their lasagna, and they forget. Cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. That isn't going to help you, you know, avoid your reactions if you're consuming it in other dishes. So you got to really tweak that diet, but it's worth it. It's worth it because then you have total control and you're not dependent on over-the-counter stuff that makes you have, you know, side effects. Now for sinuses or hay fever, I like to use a combination of echinacea root, garlic, and some really hot peppers like habanero. Okay. Because the echinacea will jump on the delivery system that the habanero builds into the body. In other words, your hot peppers are circulatory enhancers. So it's almost like the delivery system for the garlic and the echinacea. Now, garlic, if you're listening to me, I often say it's antibacterial, fungal, antiviral. So whatever the problem is, it usually has it. It's also great against fungus, by the way. And then your echinacea is your immune-enhancing herb that helps the immune system run more efficiently, making the proper amount of antibodies. And so those three together seem to be a really good combination for upper head, you know, the sinus, head colds, things like that nature. So I love that combination. If you're looking for that combo on the powerherbs.com website, it's going to be Echinacea Deluxe under the immune system tab. So it'll be Echinacea Deluxe, and it works fast. If you tend to take it at the first symptoms that you get, you can usually avoid an infection. But if you have a full-blown infection, it will help shorten your duration of illness, and you most likely will be able to skip the antibiotic problem. So you got tools here. You've got power, and it's just being observant to what your body's irritated by and stop exposing yourself to that. So, I mean, I've seen people who got off the milk and they were able to walk through a field of wildflowers where before their allergies and hay fever would just not allow that. So, I mean, it's, you know, you tap down that tolerance and, the body can function better. Now, if you tend to get the bronchitis, if your sinusitis kind of travels south to the chest, look for the pneumonia kit at thepowerherbs.com. Really fabulous item to have. Has a decongestant in it. It's all natural. So you can purge out the mucus and get on with your day. So thepowerherbs.com has a lot of things. If you tend to have skin rashes, if you just look at poison ivy and you get it, check out the skin poultice. Just slap that on if you get it, and it'll dry it up and suck it out, right, pulls it right back out of the skin, all those oils, and you can avoid the steroids and the agony. So you got a lot of tools there, anti-inflammatory action, and their anti-pain and inflammatory formulas using willow bark and meadowsweet. So you have natural tools without all those side effects that work well instead of over-the-counter antihistamines. Keep your antihistamines. They're good for you. I'm out of time. ThePowerHerbs.com. Don't forget 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Don't forget their sale. Save 20% through the 21st. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.